Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Join us 7 p.m. Monday for Keeping It Brief, then come back at 10 p.m., and sit in with our Wild Dove Ruyu with Patch Nature and Front Page Picks. Dig into the twisted thoughts of Twisted Sisters and Twisted Tuesdays. Turn up the heat with the Art of Sensuality on Wednesday. Thursdays are between In Our Craft, a Song Art, or Double Helix with Aphasiana and Dan. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry. Saturday, Split with Gray Eyes and Dan Howling at the Moon in the Northern Climes, or Exploring Ephrasia with Captain B2 and Gray Eyes. And if you're looking for a little more edgy realm, then please check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m., Tuesday through Saturday morning. Come take a walk on the wild side Tuesday. Fridays are split with Echoes in the Dark or Break On Through with Pam, and sit in with a Face and a Babbler on Saturday as they teach you the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. Check out the contest that prompts all of our shows. Call in to read your poems, hang for the fun. And if you do SoundClouds or recordings, please attach those to your poems so that we hear you read your voice and your words. Good evening, Pam.
Good evening, Rex.
What's up?
So, great,
great lineup of poetry tonight. Very cool, and music. So what do we have happening for tonight's show?
Well, we got part two of Beatles Revolver. We got seven rights on that left. And we have open poetry for the back end. Oh, open music, rather.
Nice. Sounds really good. And I see on the board, I see Random Dot, and I see Errant Panther hanging out in LNP. So hello to Dot, and hello to Errant. Very cool.
Hello, Dot and Errant. How y'all doing? Revolver was one of those groundbreaking albums which set the tone for music going forth. It came out in 66, and it reflects a touch off of December's Rubber Soul as they started moving into a little more ethereal and otherworldly type music, as you heard this opening song. You heard the backwards guitar, so they started getting more into the studio magic and auditory movements they get into. Those notes to the seagulls that you heard in that song, that's actually Paul McCartney laughing, because they used Barry speeding as well, so they sped up his laugh, then backed it down to get that sound they wanted with seagulls. So that's a different avenue of approach.
That is really cool. And what was the name of that song?
Oh, crap. Now I don't remember.
Oh, that's
for
all
no
right.
One.
I'll figure
for
it
no
out.
One, for no one.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, so that was basically, wasn't that the album's beginning of their more surrealism era?
Yes. It hit more into the lines of, because you got on that song and a couple of the other songs on the album, they walk more into East Indian music, Hindu. You hear the sitar going, as well as a little bit more tones of East Indian music that George was inspired by. And they all went out and spent some time with one of the Muckety Mucks, the spiritual boys over there. In that day, over the coming couple of years, a lot of the White Album they wrote while they
like
were
the
on one
Dalai
of those.
Like the Dalai Lama or something like that.
Not the Dalai Lama, but a spiritual guide. Yes.
Huh. Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, I think it's going to be an awesome show. So, you know. Whenever you're ready.
Well, let's kick in with the first song.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and start up the song, I'm Only Sleeping. Here we go.
When I wake up early in the morning, lift my Thank you.
speak. That was recorded at a faster tempo, then run through very speeding, so you get that image of being between the realm of sleep and just coming awake.
I like it. Aaron's Panther says it's no yellow submarine, but it still floats.
We're getting there, Aaron. We do have yellow submarines.
You can definitely hear the experimental sound. And I, for one, you know, like, I know there are definitely things to criticize about new music, but the thing is experimental music, especially that started in the 60s and 70s and even the 80s, what was so important for the advancement of music, you know, the idea of experimenting with different sounds. So, yeah, I liked that. It was very catchy. And you can definitely hear the experimentation.
This auto-tuning crap sucks.
Oh, I know. It's getting to the point where we're going to lose all the creative minds. So it's a shame. But all right. Well, I'll go ahead and put up the first poem to go with that. And it is Let Me Dream by Naomi Sarah. And it goes like this. Oh, hush, don't scream and jump all about. Just let me dream and gently row my boat. Stop gnawing on my flesh, chewing on my bones, sinking me way down past my cushy zone. From my dreaming cloud, I've taken a fall, head caught between mattress and old headboard wall. Stuck right there, all squeezed out, deep, deep down where my dreams shout. Neon signs flashing in urgent plea. Get up, hurry up, it's the push and flee. The subway's crowded, bus wheels never rest. Trains leaving station, my dreams oppressed. Neighbor dog howling right up in my face. Fighting for my flesh, my bones attempting chase. Oh, won't the world raise gently my way? Fly it away lightly, letting me stay in my dream boating, delirious and deep, no gnawing and chewing, letting me sleep. End poem.
Oh, great read there, Pam. I like this. She dipped into the song itself and walked that kind of the very same notion of, especially with the angle of the stuff that bothers you to get you to wake up, the thought of the alarm clock going off, the neighbor's dog howling, the idea of getting on that crowded subway or the bus itself. And, yeah, I just want 10 more minutes to go back to the dream I was just into. Because that was a pleasant place to be, that note of ease, where nothing else matters except the dream itself. I like that. What about you?
I like it too. I really felt like it fit the whole vibe of the song, of the surrealism and the experimentation of the Beatles music from that album. I like how this is dark and almost funny at the same time. Some really great rhyme and flow. And I like how it touches on the idea that reality, with the stop gnawing on my flesh, chewing on my bones, you know, it's that whole idea of just reality gnawing away at you, waking you up, the noises, the irritations of waking life, not allowing you to rest. I like the way she's become the idea of just wanting to stay in dreamland. Still right there, all squeezed out, deep, deep down where my dreams shout. I like that. I also like neon signs flashing in urgent, please get up, hurry up. It's the push and flee. The push and flee sounds like some sort of like shopping mall, like secondhand shopping mall where you have to dig through a bins to get like underwear for 50 cents or something like that. But yeah, this definitely to me speaks on the harsh reality of life and just wanting to escape it all. So very well done.
All righty. And we got what, Betty next?
We do have Betty next. Let me just get back to where I need to be. And, oh, I see Naomi on the board. Very
yep.
Cool. Hello, Naomi. Good to see you. Very cool. All right. So we have Am I Just Dreaming by Betty Page, who is nice enough to supply us with a SoundCloud. So here we go.
Am I just dreaming when I go out late into the evening, strut down streets? I'm just dancing, I'm stumbling, sipping on my drinks, high in my head, dressing dreams, love please take me, just come love me, mwah, I'll stay in your arms, am I just dreaming, everybody seems to think I'm crazy, cause you're mine, I think they hate me. We don't care, no, we just make love sweet. Now they'll find I'm all you need, I'm all you need. Love come round my way, I'm high, let's sway. It's past last call, am I just dreaming? Smoking a joint while the world's spinning in my bedroom. Love, take your time. Drifting here, just gazing at you, sweet thing. Kiss me more, you're my lovely dream man. Love, come round my way, I'm high, let's sway. It's past last call, am I just dreaming? Mwah. Smoking a joint while the world's spinning in my bedroom. Love, take your time. When I go out late into the evening, strut down the street. I'm just dancing, I'm high, just stumbling, sipping on my drinks. High my head, drifting dreams, love please take me, just come love me, mwah, I'll stay in your arms, am I just dreaming?
Great read, Betty. Thank you very much for the SoundCloud. Much appreciated. All right, Pam.
Oh, it's always such a pleasure to listen to Betty sing. You can tell she just is really enjoying herself, having so much fun, getting into the right and the sensuality of it. Really just a wonderful parody. And as always, she's so spot on with those. And I love the message, the theme of all the dreamy pleasures of love and life. I like her attention to detail, like even though it doesn't get read, like when you look at the written one where she says backwards guitar solo George Harrison and an actual break John Lennon, Paul McCartney, so that doesn't get read unless you're physically reading yourself, but it shows that she really knows and pays attention. I know she had posted before, like when you were running this contest, that this is one of her like all-time favorite albums. And you could definitely tell she was really getting into it. But I really like how this does speak on those sensual and pleasures of love, as I said, and life. And I really like where she says, everybody seems to think I'm crazy because you're mine. I think they hate me. We don't care. No, we just make love sweet. Now they'll find I'm all you need. I'm all you need. Great attitude in that. I like the attitude of, you know what, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about our relationship. You know what, I know I'm right for you. You know you're right for me, you know, and that's all that matters between the two of us. Excellent, right, and very well done.
Nice. I'm going to go with daydreaming and phase shift because of that, the bridge she dropped in. Smoking a joint while the world's spinning in my bedroom. Love, take your time. And then that third verse, drifting here, just gazing at you, sweet thing. Kiss me more. You're my lovely dream man. So there is that note to the daydream. Maybe it's the after note or well, it probably is because how she opens up. When I go out late in the evening, strut down streets, I'm just dancing. I'm just stumbling, sipping on my drinks. Find my head, drifts in dreams, drifts in dreams. So could have been that that note to the last evening where everything was so surreal. It was dreamlike in the moment. And it just walks as a recall while she's lying on the bed, smoking that joint and remembering sweet things. Nicely done, buddy.
I like that talk. Very cool. And I could totally see that. Yeah, the whole idea of just leaning back, you know, dreaming about those sweet times. Very cool, Rex. Erin, Naomi says she is grooving and awesome and, oh, wow, cool singing. Go, Betty. And Erin says, I pictured her on a beach in a grass skirt with the tone she was singing that. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh.
All right. Our last right inspired by that song is Don't Make Me Yawn by Gayatri Krishnamurthy. And go ahead, Rex, and give that a read for us, please.
Don't Make Me Yawn by Gayatri Krishnamurthy. The break of another dawn, the break of another dawn. Make me not yawn, make me not yawn. Make me not yawn. At the break of another dawn, break of the dawn, break of the dawn. Don't make me yawn. Green and yellow skies, dawn. Skies yellow the fawn, skies yellow the fawn. Blue and yellow dawn, blue and yellow dawn. Don't make me yawn, don't make me yawn. At the break of dawn, at the break of another dawn, don't make me yawn, don't make me yawn. Dawn, break of dawn, don't make me yawn, don't make me yawn. And call. All right, Pam.
Great read there, Rex. And I didn't even yawn once listening to you read. Of course, you know, I could listen to you read a phone book, so that doesn't say much. Well, let's see here. Well, I like the message, the straightforward message in the phrase, don't make me yawn. You know, somebody who wants excitement in their life. You know, somebody who, you know, wants conversation to be exciting, wants to be on the move, you know, doesn't want to be falling asleep. I also like the use of the word yellow because it gives a nod to the song Yellow Submarine. At least that's how it comes across to me. You know, some clever imagery there with skies yellow the fawn, skies yellow the fawn, blue and yellow dawn. And that's so, you know, because really, honestly, if you think about it, most of the time when, you know, you speak on the colors of dawn, they're usually like orange and pinks and reds and purples. So the idea of the, you know, the blue and yellow dawn, I mean, and I know that mostly the sky is blue and the sun is yellow, but for the most part, when you think of the colors of either the sunrise or the sunset, you don't think of those colors. And so, I don't know, there's almost like a childlike, like almost as if a child had drawn a picture of you know, like in the bright blue crayon and the bright yellow crayon, and showed it to you. So clever write and very well done.
Nice. Thank you, Pam. Well, Gayatri went literal, and I like that thought. It kind of hits me with the idea of staying up to see the dawn, yet he's also noticing the idea that he's kind of tipping in the moment, going to sleep, but yet he's expecting and wanting to see that dawn. So the blue and yellow, the blue might hint at the idea a touch of sadness in the moment, but it also hits on the yellow that comes with it. So the blue and the yellow mixed together, you got the blue sky and the breaking of dawn in that note of yellow, and it's where the yawn comes in. Is that note of when you do yawn, you tend to scrunch your eyes closed, so you miss those little imperceptible notes of color change in the sky in the moment. Once you hit that yawn, you miss that 1-2 seconds, maybe three, of color blooming, and you're already into another one. So you might hit on that note of a touch of green, which might be the tree outside the window coming into view. So I like it for the fact that, and he does hit on at the break of the dawn, at the break of another dawn, that can also hit on the idea of the duality of wanting to see the dawn, but also noting that you stayed up way too late one too many days in a row. And maybe it's not the dawn you're looking for. You're tired, and you want that sleep, and the yawns don't help. Even though they signify the need for sleep, they don't really help in the moment. And it could also walk on the other level of someone who does yawn, all of a sudden you have to yawn because that person yawned. Now, there's a plurality within this, which offers up a number of thoughts to the moment.
I like that. And as you were commenting, even before you got to that point where, you know, causing somebody else to yawn, I started thinking about that and how that idea, like when you were saying about how when you yawn, you close your eyes, and then I was thinking that, yeah, and then if you yawn, somebody else yawns, and that person closes their eyes, and pretty soon you have a whole bunch of people who aren't seeing what's right in front of them. So even though it's literal, I think it would also work well for, a metaphor for, you know, not wanting to be blind to what's right in front of us. And Aaron says, the repetition of yellow for me is indicative of his eyes growing timid at being able to reach seeing in another dawn. Very
I like
cool
that.
Thought. Yeah, me too. Great observations there, Aaron. All right, well, I guess we will go.
Now we're into Yellow Submarine.
Yellow Submarine. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. We are going to go ahead and play Yellow Submarine. So, there we go.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea. And he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green. And we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine. We all next door, and the band
Lennon and McCartney actually wrote that as a children's song back in the day, and they with the lyrics, they had help from Scottish singer Donovan play out the flavor, and it was designed as Ringo's vocal for the album itself. The festive nautical atmosphere, they added chains, bells, whistles, tubs of water, clinking glasses, and Lennon got into an echo chamber to get that sound that you hear on the last verse of the song, where he's sounding out Ringo's words in the second background. And Donovan hit on the idea. It represented the Beatles' predicament as prisoners of their own international fame, which they kind of got together and sung this as a communal song, something for themselves as well as for the kids.
Wow, that's really cool. That's some great information there. It kind of shows the layeredness of the song, the idea that it was originally meant to be a children's song, which it does have that great use of repetition and bouncy lyrical quality that works well for a children's song. But, you know, like so many of the other Beatles songs, there's those, hidden meanings or layers that you can read into it. So that's cool. Naomi actually says that she uses that song with her students to teach English.
Well, it makes sense. It is simple enough in its voicing.
Exactly. Oh, very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, the first right we have to go with that is Paul is Dead, Golden Revolver by Papa Terminus. And is it? Oh, yeah, it is my turn. Okay. Bertold held his menu eye level, his beak of nose hidden behind the cello-caped screen as his waitress pirouettes like a prima ballerina getting her flowers as she glides across her minimum wage stage. Sitting there on a bar stool, a golden revolver sits Bukowski, slams shot after shot, naming his poison. It's all venom. In some ways, a message crackled over the airwaves. No, I don't know what to say. Paul is dead. He fell asleep, so we cloned his head. Oh, I don't know why, but Paul is dead. The story broke and controversy was spread. Down the lane, the mourners came as the milk curdled and the tea split. And the tea spilt over booth where Bertold sat, contemplating love scenes for his next play. And Bukowski brushed Lennon away with a golden revolver spinning its chamber. No, I don't know what to say. Paul is dead. He fell asleep, so they lobbed off his head. Oh, I don't know why, but Paul is dead. The story broke, and the controversy was spread. No, I don't know what to say. Paul is dead. He fell asleep, So he cloned his head. Oh, and I don't know why, but Paul is dead. The story broke and the controversy was spread. He fell asleep, so we lobbed off his head. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. I like this. The golden revolver angle has me thinking of the Bond movie, The Man with the Golden Gun, and the Paul is dead angle hits on that note of supposedly Paul died in 1966 in a car accident. So they got their buddy, what the hell is it? I can't remember his name right now. It's in the Sgt. Pepper song. Billy Spears was supposed to be the lookalike that they replaced him with. So I like that angle. And the fact you drop in Bukowski and Berthold as an accompaniment for John in a bar, nice touch with that. And the idea of slamming shot after shot, naming his poison, it's all venom in some ways, a message crackled over the airwaves. Gives rise to that note of how easily a story that comes out as one of those little rumors and then gets blown up. And, of course, it rolled into Sgt. Pepper and a couple albums past that. The controversy gaining weight over the years, and still it's 57 years later now, 58 years later. You've still got that note to something that doesn't go away, but nobody believes, nobody can prove it. Yes, it gets believed. Nicely
yep.
done, Papa T. Thank you very much. All right.
Oh, I really liked this. I thought it was quite clever. Very surreal and trippy. And I did like how he wrote about that conspiracy of Paul, actually the real Paul being dead and him being replaced. And, of course, I think things like that get believed because, well, first of all, because sometimes people are stupid, but also they get believed because it's interesting. It's fascinating. You know, we all love a good, weird story, you know. I did like when in his AN he said, I just thought Bertolt Brecht, Charles Bukowski, and the Beatles, what a unique threesome they would be. I wrote, and, you know, then he goes on to say how he wrote about the Yellow Submarine, the controversy of Yellow Submarine. That does definitely have a great satirical quality to it. I did like especially where he goes, no, I don't know what to say. Paul is dead. He fell asleep, so they lobbed off his head. Oh, I don't know why, but Paul is dead. The story broke and the controversy was spread. It's interesting how each generation has its story. And now it didn't last, but I remember when I was in junior high, there was this rumor going around that the guy who wrote the song "Don't Worry, Be Happy" had killed himself. I think we eventually found out it wasn't true, but I remember going home from school thinking that was just the saddest thing ever. I like how in an entertaining way. Papa T just delves into the land of gossip and stories that get passed along from generation to generation. So, excellent write and very well done.
All right. Where are we going next?
All right. Well, up next we have In a Group Called LNP by Fill My Eyes. And Rex, you can either read that or sing that, whatever you want to do.
All right. In a Group Called LNP by Fill My Eyes. In the place where we meet, lived a man that made AP. Kevin gave us all a space, meeting in all poetry. So I made a group for fun, and I named it LNP, where we write and read all day in our group called LNP. We all live in a group called LNP, group called LNP, group called LNP. We all live in a group called LNP, group called LNP, group called LNP. There are some that like to read, some are quiet as can be, and AP begins to sing. We all live in a group called LNP, group called LNP, group called LNP. We all live in a group called LNP, group called LNP, group called LNP. And we write in LNP, and we write in LNP. Every one of us has all we need, has all we need. In my drafts, poems unseen, poems unseen. In our room, called LNP, called LNP. Yee-haw. We all live in a group called LNP, room called LNP, group called LNP. We all live in a group called LNP, room called LNP, group called LNP. We all live in a group called LNP, room called LNP, group called LNP. We all live in a group called LNP, room called LNP, group called LNP. End poem.
All right, ma'am.
Bravo! Woohoo! That was so much fun to listen to you sing that. And what a classic by Fill My Eyes. You know, she's always got such a great talent for writing parodies. So spot on. A wonderful, entertaining write, but not only entertaining, but it's filled with so much fun and love and, you know, the joy she gets out of LNP, that and the poetry and the people, you know, that we all do. And what a perfect song to write this tune to. We all live in a group called LNP. That just worked out so nice. I love this all the way through, but the other part I really like is when she goes, every one of us has all we need, has all we need. In my drafts, poems unseen, poems unseen. In our room called LNP. And that is so relatable, because don't we all have those poems where we keep them in drafts and we just not quite ready to let them out into the world yet? You know, they're like our children that we're protecting, or our little beetles that we're keeping locked up in the submarine. So excellent write and very well done.
Yep. It was a spot on parody. I got to that point where it was that she hit on, where was it? And AP begins to sing. And I remember that bit of and the band begins to play, da 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 da, that little vaudeville angle in the song itself. And it got 6 years old.
Wow. You know, and then the thing is, that's one of those songs, or the one of those rites that I always remember. So it's interesting because, you know, we're having these older rites come up. And it's reminding me of how long we've all been doing this together, and, you know, how there's been so many fun times. And I like that. It definitely brings a smile to my face.
Yeah, I forget what this is brought up for, but she dropped it for, I did read it in 2018, so. It was for one show or another. I can't remember what one at this point.
Oh, yeah. Well, all the music shows we've had, including you and a couple others, have all done Beatles shows. So, yeah, it was probably another Beatles show. I know you've done them more than once, so you know, which is definitely good because they're one of those groups that are worthy to be, definitely need to be done more than once. So, very cool.
Puddle Snake, wish you do this as a Zoom.
No. You don't want to see my smile. You'd see my fangs then, you know, and all the blood dripping off them. No, it just wouldn't be pretty. So.
Oh, we do have another parody as well. Ricky Glenn gave us one as well for Yellow Submarine.
Is that a parody?
Yes.
Okay. Well, okay,
I know.
Yeah, you're right, it is. All right, well, if you want to go ahead and sing that one, go ahead.
All right. Kooky Submachine by Ricky Glenn. In a land of sanity, everyone was quite insane. Seeing things that were not there, watching submachine in the air. They climbed aboard a submachine to travel to or in between destinations in their heads to a place where life is dread. We all dream of big old submachine. It's really aquamarine, prettiest you've ever seen. We all dream of a big submachine. A big old submachine, the man is all a dream, the ship is Damascene. So they live within this dream, dreaming of a submachine, hand in hand in quarantine, in their world of submachines. We'll all stay in our kooky submachine, jumping on a trampoline, dancing with a wolverine. We'll all stay in our kooky submachine, in the bathroom being mean as we're eating butter beans. We'll go crazy at our kooky submachine, never being seen, living in a dream. We'll go crazy at our kooky submachine, with President Wolverine in a wishy-washy scene. This was fun, so I think I'll sing again of a submarine, drifting in my dream. I so love to have a song to sing, so I'll sing of submachines and insane human being. And Cone. All right, ma'am.
All right. Great singing there, Rex. It's like I said in LNT, it's a double scoop, double dip of Rex singing. All just sweet and delicious. Of course, Jeremy had to come popping in to see if it was possibly me singing. And once again, well, sorry to disappoint, but no, Jeremy. It is not. So, yeah, what a wonderful parody. Great rhyme and flow. You know, some really clever lines with really fun, trippy, surreal imagery. I like how this speaks on the insanity of life, but it also has like a whole... you know, especially with the mention of President Wolverine, I liked the whole like trippy X-Men vibe that it had, but also touching on the social and political commentary of nowadays and how it's all just going crazy. And boy, did he come up with some great words to rhyme. Damascene, quarantined, submachine, Wolverine. And I have to say that part, this part right here is my absolute favorite. And the whole time, though, I was just bouncing my head and, you know, tapping my toes and all that. We'll all stay in our kooky submachine, jumping on a trampoline, dancing with a Wolverine. We'll all stay in our kooky submachine in the buff and being mean as we're eating butter beans. I just think jumping on a trampoline, dancing with a Wolverine, in the buff and being mean and eating butter beans is like the best way ever to escape reality. That is just awesome.
All right. The submachine. I'm going to go with the angle of, especially in the land of sanity, everyone was quite insane. The idea of being delivered unto the matrix, so to speak, where you've got the machine is now the controlling angle, driving people insane. You're locked up playing, what is it, video games, movies, or, like you say, in the buff and being mean. So the idea of dipping into that that world in ones and zeros to the point where, yeah, you are part of the problem, and you need to get the hell out because it's only getting worse. I like this. This is very different and a nicely done parody that I enjoyed. Thank you, Ricky. All right.
All right. Well, now we're going to go into open music-inspired poetry. And so the first song I'm going to put up is
Got
to
More.
Get... Oh,
wasn't there one more? Yes,
I,
Got to Get to the End of My Life.
Oh, okay. Okay, hold on. Sorry about that. No, I only see three. Papa Terminus, Ricky Glenn, and unless you have a fourth one you didn't put up, so just go ahead and put that in the room, and I'll give it a
Got
read.
No, Got to Get to the End of My Life is the next one up. That's not that's part of the album.
Oh, it is part of the album. I didn't realize that. Okay. Sorry. Oops, my bad. Okay, so we're still on the Beatles, but we're moving on to a new song, which is Got to Get You Leadin'. Got to Get You, not Got to Get You. And I'll go ahead and play that song. So here we go.
I was alone. I took a ride. I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind. Gone. You knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together every day. Got to get you into my life. What can I be when I'm with you? I wanna stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave, and if I do, I know the way.
Was influenced by the Motown sound and written by McCartney after he saw Stevie Wonder perform at the Scottsdale St. James nightclub in February of 66. McCartney described the lyric as an ode to pop.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I tell you, if you're going to be inspired by somebody, Stevie Wonder is definitely an awesome person to be inspired by. So, that is cool. It does have that kind of like pop flavor to it. And to go with that, we have For You by Jenny the Deep. And it goes like this. For you, I walk. For you, I will walk through fire, leaving you briefly, but only to return with water. To put out over your burns, for you, I will take a knife through my chest, but first I will fight to survive, only to be with you a little longer. For you, I will jump off this cliff without hesitation, but to save you from a rocky death, so I can hold your hand one last time. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Jenny kind of rolled on a number of songs, 1, 2, 3, 4, a half a dozen. So I dropped it with this one because it kind of fit the motif of, because she hit on that, For You. I got to get you into my life. I went with the literal angle of that. And she hits on that with the, I would walk through fire to put out, carrying water to put fire, put out the your book, no. To put out the ache in your burns, and the knife, take a knife and through the chest, and I would jump off this cliff without hesitation. So it hits on that idea of the total eclipse of love in the moment and the willingness to walk through the fire, take that leap of faith, so to speak, and offering up the wholeness of her entity to him. So nicely done, Jenny. What about you?
Yeah, I like how, I thought that was a great choice because, you know, well, Jenny always does a great job of layering the different rites or the different prompts within one rite. But I think it was really fit well with that particular song. The idea of wanting somebody to be part of your life. But I feel like there's kind of the idea within this of wanting to be a part of or willing to be a part of somebody's death, almost like a whole, like, extreme Romeo and Juliet type thing. And I really like how this does speak on the idea, like there's a real emotional impact on the thoughts of like what you would do in order to spend that those last minutes with somebody you really cared about. I particularly like, for you, I will take a knife through my chest, but first I will fight to survive, only to be with you a little longer. It kind of reminds me of the song Number One Crush from the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack from Garbage. You know, the one that goes, I would live for you, I would die for you, and I'm not going to sing it, but, you know, it reminds me of the concept of that song. I guess that kind of brings us back to the whole Romeo and Juliet vibe that I was talking about before, but really a great brevity on the sacrifices one is willing to make for love. So excellent write and very well done.
All right. And we have, speaking of that,
Yes. Now we are going to go ahead. I mean, I believe, right? Now we're going to go into open poetry, music-inspired poetry. So
yeah.
The next song we have is Twist in My Sobriety by Tanita Tikaram. And here we go.
From here, all good people read good. don't care about their different thoughts. Different thoughts are good for me. Up in arms and chasing home. All God's children took their toll. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than a twist in my sobriety. More than a twist in my sobriety. Pig out till you've seen the light. Pig out till you've seen the light. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety.
That before it has kind of a jazzy ring to it, and I'm guessing clarinet for that kind of sounds like what you get with the Indian playing the notes to a cobra. So it's got that kind of fluidity.
That's actually a good guess. It's actually the oboe.
Okay.
I only know that because I'm reading about the song, which is from the British singer-songwriter Tanita Tikaram, was released as a single in 1988, which I was thinking it kind of had a 1980s vibe to it, but I like what you said. But apparently Malcolm Meister plays the oboe on the song, which is featured prominently on the song's chorus, as well as being used on instrumental solos throughout the song.
Yep, had me think of that snake charmer.
Exactly. So yeah, good call there. Definitely did have that sound to it, and definitely quite 1980s jazzy. You know what I really like? I have to say, I feel like even though, you know, I grew up in the 80s and 90s, there was some music I definitely missed out on, and this performer is one of them. So I'm really thankful that Aaron is sharing this song with us and sharing his right with us, because, you know, now this is another musician that I get to go check out and enjoy.
Well, let's get into the piece itself, because Scott sent us a sound quite along.
Absolutely. We have Twist in My Sobriety by Aaron Panther, who is nice enough to supply us with a SoundCloud. So here we go.
Twist in My Sobriety by Aaron Panther. Whispered words tango around my brow, like lucid pillars of insomnia's cradle, waiting for that one moment of weakness to carry me away within its lilting lullaby. Intrepidly, like the subtle vapors of incense, the essence of your fervent spirit filters deep, deep within the walls of a heart left reeling, yet desperate to savor precious rays of hope. shrouded with the sense of unity. I think about the days to come with an unsullied faith in love and its ability to bind souls as one. Accepting hands reach out to embrace the future with no other question nor fear, knowing I walk underneath a light divine. Let this day bring another chance to smile in the face of the clouds that warn of tempest, allowing the soul to sigh as one with the night, to whirl inside the whisper of youth, tenderly nestled in warmer wings. End poem.
Great read, Scott. Thank you for the SoundCloud. Very much appreciate it, as well as the song. Thank you very much. All right, Pam.
Yeah, Scott always has such a wonderful reading voice, I have to say. Love that accent. This is such a beautiful write, and what a sweet picture that he's attached to it. Those smiling, hugging children. You know, if we only all had the minds of children in some ways, the innocence and the love that they offer up. But I like how, all the way through, he's got amazing imagery and metaphors. I like how the first stanza speaks on wanting to escape insomnia, wanting to drift away into that dreamland. Wonderful lines there, waiting for that one moment of weakness to carry me away within its lilting lullaby. And, you know, that idea that moment of weakness is, you know, like I know some people oftentimes when they can't sleep turn to drinking to help them sleep, because a lot of times, you know, the mind just can't shut down. You know, maybe there's, you know, trauma from the past or whatever it is. But really there's a wonderful, almost spirituality to this write as he keeps going, as he starts to write about what it would be like to live in a world of unity and love and a understanding of a divine light that we share with each other. And wonderful lines all the way through. But I especially like shrouded with the sense of unity. I think about the days to come with an unsullied faith in love and its ability to bind souls as one. And, you know, it's so important to have faith in something, you know, and I think a faith in love, a faith in unity and the ideas that there's that potential for souls to be binded is such a beautiful thing. So amazing write and very well done.
Nice, Pam. Thank you. I think sobriety itself, the angle with which people think on it is different for most people. It does being away from being sober, off of alcohol or drugs, or it also means being staid or solemn. But for this piece itself, I'm going to go with that easy one. The note of sobriety here is being clear-headedness. Not the state or solemn, because he does offer up hope within this. And I like the fact that he also went with, in his voice, the thought, it rolls with the song itself, whispered words tangle around my brow. Intrepidly, like the subtle vapors of incense, the essence of your fervent spirit filled his deep. He kind of hit that note of with the oboe that you mentioned, that kind of a slithering idea of hope still being out there, and it needs to be grasped, it needs to be nurtured, so the hope isn't squandered in the moment and left to dry on the limb, so to speak. Because he hits on a unsullied faith in love and its ability to bind souls as one. So he's talking about the need of coming together as a singularity instead of parsing out each section of society into little loopholes and boxes that that define that particular entity rather than the note of humanity as a whole. So nicely done, Scott. Most enjoyable piece and fitting for the song itself. So well done.
Very cool. Very cool. I like that. Great observations, Rex. So is Old Time Rock and Roll the song that goes with D.W. London's Right?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I wanted to make sure. All right, well, we're going to go ahead then, and we're going to play Old Time Rock and Roll, one of my favorites. One of the all-time best. Naomi
yeah, I picked it for DW based on what I saw in this piece.
Very cool. Good choice. Good choice. I like it. Yeah, it really works because he did use multiple songs, and a lot of them were that old-time rock and roll vibe. Naomi says this is her favorite sock mopping song, which I have to agree with. I love listening to this song when doing housework. And Aaron's story is funny. He says, when my mom was a shift supervisor for a nursing home, she dressed as Alf and danced to this song in a concert they put on for the residents. It was so funny when she danced right out of her shoe. Oh, I like that. Oh, my goodness. That would have been great to see. Oh, very cool. All right. And inspired. to connect with that song. We have as many song references as I could think of. LOL by D.W. London. And go ahead, Rex, and give that a read for us.
Okay. Ah, there it is. As many song references as I could think of. Laugh Out Loud by D.W. London. God gave rock and roll to us, the writings on the wall. We're descending from outer space in a fixed, free fall. Love me, say that you'll love me. Now tell me what you want to be. A stairway to heaven paved with gold? Just rage against the machine. Go be bold. Is a simple man the wisest of us? Free like a bird, few problems just? Or the YouTuber with the Lamborghini? The answer's very truly. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Tell me, sweet little lines, I'm getting into the groove. If I could turn back time, forever I would, to a time when it was good, good, good in my neighborhood. And boom, aha.
Oh, that was a great read, Rex, and I really enjoy this one. All those different song references, and he's got some listed, I mean, in his AN that just some really amazing performers. Love Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Fleetwood Mac, Madonna, Cher. I mean, he's got other ones listed, but those are just some of my favorites. And the line, clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Tell me sweet little lies. Like, as soon as you read that one, I just wanted to burst out singing into tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. But I really like this all the way through and how none of the lines feel forced. Because you know how sometimes, like, somebody will do a word bank or they'll do a song title, you know, contest where, you know, and they'll be like, sometimes it'll feel forced to fit in the right song titles or forced, you know, to fit in the right words. But this doesn't feel forced. It just keeps going along in this really fun, trippy way. And there's great lines all the way through, clever references to some amazing music throughout history. But I have to say that the two parts that stand out for me the most are, first of all, the opening lines, which is, of course, is a song, God Gave Rock and Roll to Us. You know, I thought that's the perfect song to open this up with. You know, the idea of, you know, just offering up that song line as an opening line really leads into the rest of the song really nicely. I also like his reference to the song is A Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd. You know, is a simple man the wisest of us, free like a bird, few problems just. Or the YouTuber with the Lamborghini, the answer's very truly. I'll go with the simple man, to be honest. You know, I much prefer, although I do find a lot of YouTubers entertaining, I truly believe it's the simple man that has the wisdom. So, excellent write and very well done.
Nice. He had way too much fun with this because he does hit on. That's why I went with old-time rock and roll. I thought it was a perfect note to what he dropped in here, as long as, along with the references. He's got Argent, Prodigy, Beck, the Spice Girls. I think there's one in here, too, that he dropped in. It's a reference to somebody else, but it also hits on the Beatles. Love Me, Love, Love Me Do by the Beatles. So I'll drop that in as a note as well. And thank you, DW. And I like that picture.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Very cool. All right. Well, let me see. I think that we will go with the song, The Sound of Silence now.
Cool.
So, yeah, yeah, which is, will, I assume it's not 41 minutes, but we'll go ahead and give this a play.
41 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, the audio timestamp says that it's 41 minutes long, but I think actually I took a look and it's only 3 minutes and some odd seconds. So here we go.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Of a neon light, split the night and touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Who said I do not know? Silent like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you, but my words like silent raindrops fell, echoing in the well of silence. And the people bowed and prayed, hearing the young God they made. Time flashed out its warning, simple words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway wall. The tenement halls whispering the sound of silence.
Nice. I haven't heard that in a while.
It has been a while. That's been good. There we go. That must have been the other 35 or 37 minutes of the audio. Yeah, that was great to hear that one. A classic that just never goes out of style. And to go with that, we have Hello, Old Friend by Jessica C. Wheeler. Silence to sound slipping beneath a blanket of haze, cluttering clouds consuming the light, suppressed by the weight of thickening greed, encompassing fog, gluttonously devouring every beam, hollow complaints emitting from mouths, thoughtless, these thoughts mindless, these musings weaving through waves of sound. Echoes fall deeper down into the void, sound asleep, vacant voices grieve their words. But hibernation is not death, to forget is not to lose. Building in the walls of wells, crescendoing within, emerging to escape, rising just to drop. Like a fireworks rain, falling down heavy on heads, inspiration resurrects, breaking free to flee, ascending to descend again, a fog that cloaks the mind in light, eventually must lift, just as an echo still will rise even from rock bottom. Hello, my friend, we meet again. End poem.
Great, Ethan. Thank you very much. I get two thoughts out of this. The idea of starting out with a title, Hello, Old Friend, and then finishing, Hello, My Friend, We Meet Again, because of what's the core of her voice itself. That note is kind of hits with the idea of not a touch of depression, but the sinking into an atmosphere of darkness, maybe losing a bit of faith. And the reemergence on the back end is when all those clouds and the veil lift. There's a tinge of light which you can actually walk up to and then see once again that you're whole. And it walks also on the note of how society walks. You get to those bright days and the dark pit of despair and the emergence on the other side. People come together in a note to community, so to speak. All right. What about you?
I like that. I like that. You know, this had such wonderful imagery and metaphors, really deep and beautiful personification of darkness. A darkness that can represent, you know, as you were saying, a loss in faith, or can represent despair or depression. You know, the idea of perhaps no longer seeing the good in humanity. Wonderful imagery, an excellent write on that which crawls from the eerie depths of horror, and the horror of our own mind. I really like where she says, hollow complaints emitting from mouths, thoughtless these thoughts, mindless these musings, weaving through waves of sound. I like how that speaks on the idea that there is no longer any positivity coming out of people's words. And even the complaint, like it's one thing to have a constructive complaint or to be discussing a problem and coming up with a solution, but hollow complaints are the idea of people who just complain without ever actually wanting to come to a solution. I also like where she says, inspiration resurrects, breaking free to flee, ascending to descend again. That idea of having that temporary moment of rising up, that hope, you know, that of going into that light of you know, the positivity of thought that gets taken away. It almost has, those lines there almost have a whole kind of bipolar type feel to it, the idea of what it would be like to have those ups and downs. So, amazing write and very well done.
All right, let's roll into the next one. What do we got?
All right, well, the next song I'm going to play is Dumb by Nirvana. So, here we go.
I'm not like them, that can be down. The sun is gone, that had a light. The day is dumb, and I'm having fun. I think I'm dumb, maybe just happy. Think I'm just happy. Think I'm just happy. Think I'm just happy.
All right, we got.
We have to go with that, The Sound of Belonging by Jody Melton. And go ahead, please, Rex, and give that a read.
The Sound of Belonging by Jody Melton. In the corner, sitting alone, a figure with a vacant tone, lost in thought, lost in space, eyes fixed on an empty place. Suddenly his raspy voice engulfs the crowd, piercing through the venue, crisp and loud. The world around them, it moves so fast, but they're stuck in a moment that cannot last, trapped in their own mind's endless hum, feeling like they're the only dumb ones. But as the melody begins to play, their heart starts to beat in a different way. The words resonate, they hit so deep. The song speaks of a feeling they know of, being lost in life with nowhere to go, feeling like an outsider, a misfit of being judged for who they are and the music they love. But the chorus comes in, loud and clear. I'm not like them, but I can pretend. Suddenly, they don't feel so all alone, as if they have found a place they can call their own. They close their eyes and let the music take hold. A bittersweet feeling, both warm and cold, as they realize that they're not the only one. Feeling dumb, feeling lost, feeling undone. And as the song fades away, they're left with a newfound sense of okay. Knowing that their life doesn't need to conform, that it's okay to live outside the norm. And even though their grunge is, to some, tasteless and unclassy, they leave the show with the thought, I think I'm dumb. Maybe just happy. And boom.
Well, as you know, one of my all-time favorite bands, Nirvana, I told him that in my comment and said that I thought it was a great song to be inspired by. I really like how he wove some of the song lyrics, particularly line, I think I'm done, dumb, maybe just happy, into his write. I thought that this was a nice layered write. First of all, paying tribute to the song and how it spoke for a generation and for the grunge music era, and how it spoke on what it feels like to be an outcast and to learn to accept yourself. It kind of makes me think of the idea that, like, ignorance is bliss, the idea that if you can get into that sweet oblivion and forget all the cruelty of the world, forget how oftentimes life can be all about, you know, especially in your younger years, about people and cliques, and, you know, if you don't fit in, then we can't accept you, and, you know, it's all just, you know, there's a real emotional impact to this, right? And to me, I think Jody does a wonderful job of writing about not only paying tribute to the song, but showing how the song has affected his own thoughts, his own emotions. I really liked this all the way through, but I do like where he says, the world around them, it moves so fast, but they're stuck in a moment that cannot last. Trapped in their own minds, endless hum, feeling like they're the only dumb ones. But as the melody begins to play, their heart starts to beat in a different way. The words resonate, they hit so deep, and suddenly they no longer feel like the black sheep. And I like how he reminds us that, you know, we all have that song that we connect with because we say in our mind, even though I've never had a conversation with this person who wrote this song or is singing this song, I feel like they truly understand me. And, you know, it doesn't matter what generation you're from, we all have that music, that those song lyrics that really speak to our spirit. So excellent write and very well done.
Well, that fits well with the piece itself. And I can go with that tone easily as well. But I think it goes more to Kurt Cobain himself. In the corner, sitting alone, figure with a vacant tone, lost in thought, lost in space, eyes fixed on an empty place. Suddenly his raspy voice engulfs the crowd, piercing through the venue crisp and loud. Now, Cobain wasn't your normal guy when it came to the fame angle. He didn't like all that hoopla that surrounded it, which kind of walked him into it, the demons that he had himself. He was more attuned to the quiet angle. Think of Eddie and the Cruisers doing the music that they were prompted to go to, and when he got to the point where he was comfortable with doing his own music, they wouldn't let him. And then Eddie just disappears. This kind of walks along that same space, so to speak, because Cobain didn't really want the huge limelight, the fame that went with it. He wanted a simple life. He wanted time to spend with his daughter and enjoy that angle, and which never materialized. But the pressure that comes with putting out music that speaks to people, but also tells of yourself, and being pushed hard and constantly to put up more and other things that went along with it, kind of sent him on a downward spiral. So I think this piece speaks just as well to Cobain as well as those who picked up on the music itself.
Oh, absolutely. I could see that. Great observations there, Rex. All right. So the next song we're going to play is Haunted by Evan Vessen. And here we go. Singer has such a powerful voice, I tell you. Absolutely beautiful. And to go with that, we have Shadows of My Mind by Darkened Auras. Existing within troubled times, remaining in an endless comatose, I compress the need for resolution, concealing my weak constitution. Shadows condemn my mind, I concur, demons within, are you sure? Conscious need not attend to confer, make my soul just deliver. Delirium runs rampant, taste the delectable forbidden fruit. I fear the pain of dejection and also that of my own rejection. Shadows condemn my mind, I concur, demons within, are you sure? Conscious need not attend to confer, make my soul just deliver. I emit an empty pheromone, intrusive and methodical, but one thing I can't seem to dodge is the query, is this real or just a mirage? Shadows possess my mind, I concur. I'm defeated by demons within, for sure. Conscious need not attend, please confer. From my soul, let me sever. These are the shadows in my mind. End poem.
Hi, sweet Pam. Thank you very much. Well, this goes deep into, existing within troubled times, remaining in endless comatose, I compress the need for resolution, concealing my weak constitution, the mind itself. And I like the notes that almost conjured up second voice in the head. I concur, and then, are you sure? I conquer demons within. Are you sure? And conscious need not attend to confer. Make my soul just deliver. Ooh. But then to finish it out, she hits on the back end, changes just a little bit. Shadows possess my mind, I concur. I'm defeated by demons within for sure. Conscious need now attend. Please confer. For my soul, let me sever. Ooh. It's a dip into the dark angle of maybe a second consciousness within the mind, or the separation of mentality altogether. Nicely done, Christina. Damn, that's 18 years old. All right.
Wow. Boy, she's been on this site for quite a long time. I never realized that. So that's impressive. But yeah, this is a wonderful parody. I really like the way she delves into the darkness and goes into the darkness of someone's own mind as they converse with their inner demons. I really like this all the way through, but I especially like, I emit an empty pheromone, intrusive and methodical, but one thing I can't seem to dodge is the query, is this real or just a mirage? Wonderful lines in the idea of someone who is falling into the darkness of insanity. So excellent write and very well done. All right. And
the next
song I'm going to play is Maxwell Silver's Hammer. So here we go.
Joan was quizzical, studied by the physical science in the home. Late nights all alone with a test tube. Oh, oh, oh. Maxwell Edison, majoring in medicine. Comes
Well, that was a catchy song there. I liked that. And to go with that, Rex, we have Your Right. So go ahead and either read it or sing it, whatever you're planning on doing.
All right. Tarantula, Maxwell Silver Glamour. Glenn was physical, teaching sex to mystical compliance in her home with Ray Chandler, who's a child handler. Oh, 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 oh. Maxwell's orogeny, baiting youthful progeny, gets on the dog and bone. Are you available for misogyny, Joe? Oh, oh. As she's prepping for Komodo, the bell rings at her door. Fang, fang, Maxwell's silver glamour flowed down upon the girl. Do-do-do-do. Fang, fang, Maxwell's silver glamour made sure that they wore pearls. Back at school again, Maxwell plays it cool again. The girls gather round, wanting to enjoy massage therapy dreams. She tells some to stay while the others drift away, so they wait behind, getting $50 for an interview. And when they turn their backs on the school, Jeffrey's there inside. Fang, fang, Maxwell's silver glamour flowed down upon the girls. Do-do-do-do. Fang, fang, Maxwell's silver glamour made sure that they were pearls. F.L. Mercy One says, we have a Mercy One. Jeffrey stands alone, sending money, monial textlers. Oh, 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 oh. A rosy salary, spending in his fallacy, says he works for we. Jeffrey works for we. The government agrees, so they let him go. Oh, oh, oh. But as the judgment leaves his gavel, a rustling's heard beneath. Fang, fang, Maxwell's silver glamour flowed down upon the girls. Do-do-do-do. Fang, fang, Maxwell's silver glamour made sure that they wore pearls. Whoa, 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 whoa. Maxwell's silver glamour, man. And Paul.
Oh, bravo there, Rex. You know, I really wasn't sure if you were going to sing that one because of the slightly higher pitched voice, but you did great. It was just so bouncy, which it's always fascinating to me to hear the juxtaposition between a bouncy rhythm and a kind of a dark right. But I love this. You know, as always, a spot-on parody, extremely intelligent, hard-hitting, and edgy lines on the sad reality of those who get away with their crimes because they slip money to the right people. And I really enjoyed your wordplay. You know, the sex to mystical was a great phrase. I really like back at school again, Maxwell plays it cool again, the girls all gather around, wanting to enjoy massage therapy dreams. She tells some to stay while the others drift away. So they wait behind, getting $50 for an interview. And when they turn their backs on the school, Jeffrey's there inside. It has a whole kind of like weird, creepy vibe, you know, the whole like fit into the current party type theme of, you know, sex trafficking and, you know, money earned by greasing palms. And the just the horrors that go on within our government. So, but I really also like a rosy salary spending and its fallacy. Say he works for we, Jeffrey works for we. The government agrees, so they let him go. But as the judgment leaves his gavel, a rustling heard beneath. I love that because that cracks me up, the whole idea of someone's kissing up underneath the judge's robe. So excellent write and very well done. Did you want to say anything about your write?
I think that one, that's a couple of years old. But it's coming around for its return as more and more stuff comes across the airwaves. The shit's getting deep this year.
Amen to that. That is so true. That is so true.
Yeah, they just had another. There's a guy out in, I think, Nevada. He was in Dances with Wolves. Running Horse is his name.
Oh,
Charlie,
okay.
Running Horse, I think. Yeah, he just got ruled on that he's going to be facing 18 counts of sex slavery, occult, and doing nasty things for underage girls.
That is, you know, that is so sad, and it really makes me angry that, you know, and especially it seems like when people are famous or rich, that and they know the right people, like I said, the right palms to grease, they just really think they can get away with stuff, you know, just very sad. Great show tonight, Rex. Awesome lineup of poetry and music.
Yes,
this was a howl, and Beatles, the Revolver is done. Next week, check it out. We're doing Mammoth WVH, his first album, and there's a lot of good tunes on that, and it's in. And so check it out. And thank you, Pam. Great show. And for the boards, a random dot. Scott, Zach, Naomi, Puddles, Rosie, Jeremy, and Guts. Thank you very much for the boards, people. And we'll do this again next Sunday.